Street Roots Radio is a collaboration between X-Ray FM and local publication Street Roots. Street Roots is a nonprofit organization in Portland, Oregon that creates income opportunities for people experiencing homelessness and poverty by producing a newspaper and other media that are catalysts for individual and social change. This week's issue of Street Roots is titled, "This is 6 months of sweeps in Portland." Here to talk about this edition is Street Roots Editor-in-Chief, Kay Rambo. Hi, Kay. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So this issue of Street Roots is quite a bit different than normal. There's a whole lot of data and numbers. And Etta O'Donnell King, the editorial art director at Street Roots, designed this edition. Will you tell me more about what is going on with this edition?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is something that really is several months in the making. I think early kind of idea phase around this really came in the summer. And we started work in earnest a little over 2 months ago on putting these issues together. But because there is a part two coming next week, but Etta, who is our editorial art director, actually has a background in government and applied statistics. So this is, you know, maybe it's a departure, I think, from what they usually do for Street Roots, but I think, you know, it's like well within their expertise. But I mean, the issue is exactly the title. It is 6 months of sweeps in Portland. Other than, you know, the kind of static like masthead pages, or, you know, we have a brief letter from Etta just kind of introducing the issue and talking a little bit through the data. But otherwise, it is every single sweep that took place in Portland from January 1st through June 30th, which is thousands of them. And so I think, you know, it's each one is really the listing in the issue is just the city's data put into a different format. You know, it includes all the notes from the impact reduction program crews that go out and sweep people. It includes, you know, the number of people that they wrote down who were swept, or the number of tents that were visible when they showed up to sweep the encampment. And I think it's just a really interesting exploration of something that we talk a lot about in Portland. And especially I think for Street Roots, you know, we cover sweeps in a lot of different ways. And this is one that we thought a lot about, I think, in terms of how to produce an issue like this, because I think it's staggering when you look at, and this is just 6 months, right? This is half the year, and it fills pages with sweeps. And every single one of these sweeps impacted a person in our community. It impacted their belongings. It impacted, you know, if they had a pet, if they have caseworkers, if they have a therapist, if they have a job. Each one of these thousands of sweeps is a devastating disruption to the people who have to go through them. I think we do a lot of data journalism at Street Roots. We certainly have stories that are focused on personal individual experiences. But I think presenting it this way, I think Etta just did an amazing job, because I think it is impossible to look at this and not get some sense for just how, I mean, it's like an industrial, you know, systemic form of disruption and displacement that, I don't know, I am really honestly curious to hear the feedback from people on this issue.
Yeah, absolutely. There's also a note on methodology at the beginning, because certain information was excluded.
Yeah, well, and actually it's a good point to correct myself, because there are sweeps that happened that are not included in this list. And that is because, as we have reported in the past, and as is part of this note on methodology, the impact reduction program does not keep very good records, you know, depending on the crew, depending on the person filling them out. There are some entries where you've got the number of people who were there, you have the number of structures, you have all the property bags that were taken, you have garbage bags that were taken, you have notes that are telling you what they took from somebody when they took their property. And then there are some where there's literally nothing other than, you know, we can go look at the data, we can see that a spot was posted, we can see that it was swept, and there's no other information. And because there's, you know, in those cases, there's nothing we can really offer other than a sweep happened this day, we went ahead and took those out. And I, you know, again, I think it's important to stress, just because there are sweeps that are recorded that say there were no people, there was no property, there were no tents, they didn't take anything, that doesn't necessarily mean that's the case, right? That is, like I said, just a recurring issue that we have found in impact reduction program data going back to, I mean, I remember writing stories in 2021 that explored just that issue, this kind of lack of reliable data from the city.
Yeah, right. You said this took a few months to get this issue together. What was the process of retrieving and breaking down this data like?
That's a great question. I mean, that is, and I will say, you know, to the city's credit, that is one thing that has really improved in the last 4.5 years, which, you know, previously we would have to file a public records request for this data and then inevitably kind of have to argue in favor of this being a public record because the city hires private for-profit companies, most notably Rapid Response, to go out and sweep these encampments. And, you know, for years, the city's line was that's not our property, that those records are not city records. And every time we'd have the same argument, and inevitably they'd have to give us the data because they are, in fact, city records. So, one thing that the city did in recent years was start actually a couple different dashboards that you can go and see the 15,000 sweeps that have happened in the last year and a half in Portland, right? And there's another dashboard that you can go and download all of that data, which we were able to do. But then, you know, to take that from a spreadsheet and put that into a newspaper, you know, somebody, like several people, worked to like pull every single line of text from that spreadsheet, format it correctly, check for, you know, weird things like if there's no real information in there and it's just the date and time and a bunch of zeros, and to be able to kind of sift through all that. And then, you know, we wanted to pay attention to what are things that we're seeing people are losing that, you know, I think there is no, to me, I think as a journalist, I can't find any sort of objective explanation for why it would be appropriate to take somebody's walker, right? Which we see a lot of that, or to take somebody's stroller, which we see a lot of that, or to take somebody's, you know, personal backpack, which there's plenty of that, or heaters is another one that we see on these lists quite often. But yeah, I mean, it was painstaking work that Etta and Jake Thomas and Grace Mongali all spent time pulling these entries from the data to be formatted in a way that we could publish.
Thanks. Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work. But it's come to something really impressive. I wonder if you could kind of like break down a little section of this with me. So, for example, the first day, January 2nd, here, it says 3 people, 2 structures, no recorded property taken. And there's another bullet point, 1 person, no structures, no recorded property taken, and so on. So, what do each of these bullet points represent?
Yeah, I mean each bullet point separates one sweep from another. So each bullet point you see in the issue, and as you can see in front of you, there are many that denotes a different sweep that had taken place. So the way that the city records things, the categories are, you know, how many people were present, how many structures were present, how much property was taken. They measure that in garbage bags because that's how they take people's property. They just kind of throw them in big clear garbage bags if they're going to store them, or a big black garbage bag if they're going to just take them right to the dump. But yeah, I mean, so those, you know, in this case, there were 3 people present when they showed up to sweep them. There were 2 structures, typically that's a tent, and then no recorded property taken. And so that's, I mean, the no recorded property taken is kind of another instance where, unfortunately, the data is not very reliable. You know, there have been many cases that we've reported on where the city's records say that there was no property taken, but, you know, we've either observed property being taken, or, you know, we've interviewed people who firsthand have lost their things to this process. And, you know, the idea, and I think one thing that is important to think about here, any of the property that's taken that isn't decided as garbage, which that's up to the discretion of the for-profit private contractor that the city hires to do this. If they believe that something is not garbage and they save it, the idea is that they're given some sort of information that allows them to then go to a warehouse, find their belongings, and get their stuff back. But you know, one of the things that we've heard repeatedly over the years is that, well, there were no notes in here about what was mine and what wasn't. So when I went to go get my things, you know, there was nothing that I could point to that said, this is my stuff, right? All I really had was a date and a location. And so I just think the how inconsistent this information is recorded by the city presents, you know, very real issues for people trying to get their belongings back. And you know, you see it all throughout. I mean, just a few entries down, even for January 2nd, you see that there were four property bags taken and no notes about what was in there. On January 6th, no people, no structures, but a property bag taken, right? Like how so much of the data is like that, where clearly there's something missing, right? From the information that the city has recorded there. And I think that's just another interesting piece that the longer you look at it, the more you understand that this data has, for the people who really need it, there's kind of a very limited utility to the way this system works for the people most impacted by it.
So as you go through this issue with each month, there is a little bit of information about what happened, sort of like developments in Portland that month, and also total sweeps, people swept, and property bags taken, as well as some notable items. And then as you go through, there's certain sections that are in bold. Could you tell me about that?
Well, you know, I think, and Etta's, you know, very transparent in their letter. Like, we don't expect anyone to pick up this issue and read every single listing, right? So, as folks were going through this data and noticing things like, you know, bike and a wheelchair being taken, or a stroller, a walker, and a suitcase being taken, you know, I think these are obviously important belongings that people are losing. So the idea is really, you know, if you're not going to read the whole issue, which I don't know that anybody will, outside of our staff, which I think we understand, that folks are not going to read all of this. But the hope is that even by skimming it, and noticing these things that are bolded, you know, they do represent trends in a way, like they represent important items that we're seeing taken repeatedly. The idea is you can kind of skim through this and get a sense of that without having to read, you know, the tens of thousands of words that we pulled from these city records.
Yeah, absolutely. And even if you do just like skim through it, you can see the word bike popping up like all throughout the pages, or walker all over. It's really kind of astounding.
I mean, there are a lot of instances of people losing bikes. You see a lot of scooters, you see a lot of wagons and carts and walkers and wheelchairs and crutches. I mean, so much of what is being taken from folks are devices that are in one way or another a mobility device that somebody really needs. And it's coupled with this, you know, completely involuntary, you have to move. You're not allowed to be here on this public property, but also we're going to take the things that you need to be able to move. And I think oftentimes, you know, especially these entries where you're seeing that people are losing, you know, carts or, you know, wagons or like mobility devices, oftentimes those are ones that seem to have a lot of other property being taken. And so, you know, I think there's a kind of a clear connection here for folks losing these mobility devices. They're often losing other things as well because they then can't transport the rest of their belongings.
So Etta mentions that they don't know how this will hit people. How do you hope that this will impact folks?
Well, I hope that it gives people a more realistic understanding of what these sweeps are. You know, I think that the city has really done a lot of PR work around sweeps, and has for years. But I think, you know, the sweeps of the Wheeler, Renee Gonzalez kind of era, I think people started to pick up on just how punitive they are, just how harmful they are. And so now there is, I think, this belief that Wilson's administration is doing this differently, that, and he's said publicly, incorrectly, that people are being swept to shelter. They're not just having their stuff taken and being left out in the cold. They absolutely are. That is still happening. And it's actually happening even more often than it was prior. So I just hope that it gives people this kind of undeniable reality that everyone else has to deal with, and hopefully makes it harder for people to accept what I think is a very convenient belief, which is that, oh, these are all of these things connect people with services. All of these things connect people with shelter. There's still not enough shelter. There's still not enough housing. There's still not enough services for these folks, but there is obviously the desire to spend tens of millions of dollars a year displacing them and throwing their belongings away. And then, of course, we're all told that that's very humane for some reason, because someone not having a tent is better than them sleeping in a tent for some reason. That is the belief that is put out there by officials, and I think the very well-connected and wealthy lobbyists who more or less decide what is correct policy for this. So my hope is really that for the people who genuinely care, because I think, realistically, there are many people who the reality of what this does to people, the reality of what this program is, they don't care. They don't care that this harms people. They don't care that it increases the risk of mortality on the streets. They care about not seeing homelessness, right? And so I think for the folks who do care, but so far really like the kind of convenient explanation for what's happening now, I hope that this maybe gives them just a little bit more skepticism when we hear these statements from our officials that it's not business as usual. Because for folks on the streets, there's very little difference today, December 23rd, 2025, than there was, let's say December 18th, 2024, the day before Keith Wilson and City Council were sworn in.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about this edition?
I mean, my email is in the front of it. I'm very interested in hearing from folks. We do so much data reporting, and we never really do it in this way where we are just giving folks that data in a way that's more accessible. So I'm curious to know from readers if they found this valuable at all. But otherwise, I mean, go out, buy a paper, tip your vendor as always. It's important to be informed about this, and I think it's important to support our vendors when this is the type of thing that they have to deal with every day.
Thanks so much for your time, Kay, and thanks for all you do.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You've been listening to an episode of Street Roots Radio with Street Roots Editor-in-Chief Kay Rambo about the special edition called This is 6 Months of Sweeps in Portland. For X-Ray FM, I'm Hannah Francis.